Now here, physical activity levels for children and teenagers have been the subject of repeated health initiatives to try to increase exercise take-up by the young in recent years. Today, a new North-South study has found that while physical activity levels have improved over the past decade, access problems mean some children and teenagers do not have equal access to sporting and other facilities. The research is part of the Active Healthy Kids Report Card, which has been led by Marie Murphy, Professor of Exercise and Health at the University of Ulster, and she joins us now. Professor Murphy, welcome to the programme.
Hi, Brian.
So first of all, on the positive side, there have been improvements over the last decade or so.
Yeah, the report card sets benchmarks against which we have a look at the research to see how Irish children north and south of the border are doing in physical activity. And since the last time we did this in 2016, there's been a slight improvement in grades. We've moved from a grade D to a grade C minus. So nothing massive to talk about here, but a slight shift. And I think we at least acknowledge now the need to focus on increasing what are really very low levels of physical activity in children.
Right, but the improvement such as it is accounted for by what?
Well, I mean, part of that is the way the benchmark has been measured. We have better data now in Ireland. We're beginning to take a more structured approach to analysing the data. And so I think there have been improvements in the way in which we measure the data, much more so than real improvements in changes in physical activity.
The progress, though, you seem to suggest has been uneven because of this lack of equality of access.
Yeah, I think there are a couple of things here. First of all, this time round, we were able to look at children with disabilities, and it for them, the grade is significantly lower. When we did it, their grade was an F, which means that for less than 20% of children with a disability are meeting the physical activity guidelines or getting enough activity. And that probably comes down to them being able to get access to the types of physical activity that perhaps able-bodied children are. The second groups that really have lower levels of physical activity are girls. Girls are consistently, at almost every age, less active than boys. And also we know that both genders, as they get older, they become less active.
Just on this question of girls, I mean, it's often identified as young girls getting to the teenage years and you know, having been active in sports and so on, start to fall away. Is that changing at all?
I don't know. I think we see a lot of high profile initiatives to engage girls. And I think there are some initial signs that they're working. But I think part of our challenge is how the activity that girls enjoy, sports activity at an early age, how it is framed, because we do seem to see a fall off because sport is framed as a very competitive thing and something where those that are selected and do well are very involved. And that seems to put both girls and boys, but in particular, that seems to lead to girls dropping out of sport because they're not brilliant at it. They're not competing at it. They're not getting selected. And what we need to think about is how do we provide other types of activity or the same activity, sport, but in a less competitive manner so that we can retain these girls in right through life, you know, and not be accepting that at 11, 12, 13, at puberty or adolescence, the girls drop.
Okay.
What happens?
All right.
We need to think again.
Okay. Well, there's lots of food for thought in your report, and we appreciate your time this afternoon. That's Professor Marie Murphy from the University of Ulster.